ועכשיו קייזי רדיו ספיישל, תוכנית מיוחדת ברדיו הקצה.
אהלן מאזיני רדיו הקצה, כאן אורי זרביב ומאזינות רדיו הקצה, שכחתי חלילה. מה שלומכם? אנחנו פה עם להקת ה-Underground Youth ממנצ'סטר, להקה שאני מאוד מאוד אוהב, וחלו ידעתי עד שיעל מהמון ווליום החליטה שהיא מביאה אותם, שיש עוד מישהו בעיר הזאת שבכלל שומע אותם חוץ ממני, וזה ממש הרגשה טובה לגלות שאתה לא לבד. אז יש לנו פה את כל הלהקה, את קרג, היי קרג.
הלו.
ואוליה, אוליה, she's the wife of Greg and she's also in the band, and we've got here Frankie and Max.
Marco and Max.
Sorry?
We had a change of band members for this tour, so. Yeah.
Okay.
I could have told you that before, but this is
I can be Frankie if you want.
Be Frankie for me, man.
Okay. I'm Frankie, alright.
So, אנחנו הולכים לשמוע וקצת לדבר עם ה-Underground Youth ולשמוע חומרים שהם אוהבים וקצת מהדברים שהם עושים החל מ-2008, מאז שקרג הקים את הפרויקט. I'm telling the audience about the Underground Youth, about you starting this project as a DIY project as your own, and it developed into a band. But first of all, I think I'm going to think firstly about myself and not you guys, because I'm just a selfish dude, and I'm going to play our audience the first track I've ever heard off the album Delirium from 2011. I just stumbled upon it in some guys from a Czech guy in his blog, and that's why till now I always thought it was my secret, but no, we're going to see you live tomorrow באוזן בר, חבר'ה, מחר בערב, and your warm-up act will be Dia Malo, which are is a very good act, a new one from Israel.
Yeah, I listened to
it. So I'm talking about the track I Need You from Delirium. Let's hear it and we'll talk a bit more afterwards.
Thank you.
אז אנחנו בספשייל האנדרגאונד יוץ שיופיעו מחר באוזן בר, כאן עם כל הלהקה. So Craig, you complained now that this song is so slow and the band agreed.
I'm not complaining. It just sounds a lot different to how we play live.
Well, you play it much louder and faster.
You'll see tomorrow.
So tell me a bit about the Underground Youth. I mean, it started out in Manchester as your own particular name of doing your own stuff.
And
you know, if somebody would just search the internet for this name, the first thing he would, you know, learn about the Underground Youth, that it was some kind of a do-it-yourself project of one man, and here we are, four people, full band.
Yeah. Well, it's very hard to play live, just a one-man band. I don't want to be a one-man band. no, it's, yeah, when we got signed to the record label, they requested that we start playing live, or I start playing live, so I had to put together a team, a band of people to play the instruments with me.
And what about Olya?
Well, I struggled to find a drummer that I was happy with for quite a while.
To marry your drummer, it's kind of...
Well, we were married first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't marry my drummer. So she was just at the studio.
I was, you know, imagining a rock and roll fairy tale.
No, yeah. Well, still a bit. But, I was struggling to find a drummer for the band, and Olya was down at the studio with me one day and just decided to play along on the drums, and it just seemed to fit the music perfectly. So, and yeah, it's worked ever since.
So people would occasionally will tag you, the Underground Youth, as a shoegaze band. I suppose you don't really like the tagging and the...
I don't like getting so many songs I've done sound different anyway. There's loads of different styles and influences in there, so it's really hard for me to say, yeah, we're definitely one genre of music. I don't particularly like being penned in as a genre of music anyway. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's fine.
So let's listen to, we only have 1 hour when we want to, you know, play as much as we can of your music and also some stuff that you chose for us.
Yeah.
And I want to play now Morning Sun, which is, I think, one of the favorite songs by the Underground. It's you play it always, yeah?
We have to.
You have to, otherwise, you know, you get tomatoes thrown at you and stuff. It's off the album Sadovaya.
Yep.
Sadova, what the hell is Sadovaya? It sounds in Russian.
Maybe Olya should tell you.
Olya.
Sadovaya is the name of the street.
No, just we can't hear you, so.
Sadovaya is the name of the street in St. Petersburg.
Where you come from?
Where I used to live before I moved to Manchester.
Okay, fair enough. So you named an album after it. Let's listen to it. Morning Sun,
enjoy.
The Underground Youth.
Honey,
אז הם אורלין סאן, the underground youth. I'm sorry, Max. Max from the band here is kind of upset and he's pissed with me because he asked for a beer before and I didn't give him one, and now he's not talking with me, and you know, and
I'll live.
He says,
I'll live. But if anybody out there wants to bring me a beer, I'm going to be here for the next hour. So, you know, you can bring one for all of us. Four would be great. Thank you.
אנחנו באולפני BPM, אביגדור 6. Mayday, mayday, we need a beer for Max. So, Craig, you're coming from Manchester, but actually you're living in a way less depressing place at the moment, right?
I live in Berlin. I don't know if that's... Yeah, it's much less depressing than
Manchester. I don't know. It sounds like Manchester is kind of dreary. I don't know.
No, it's all right.
It's all right?
I still love Manchester. But
you love it?
Yeah, yeah. It's much cheaper to live in Berlin.
It's much cheaper, yeah. No. It's much cheaper than most of the places.
And warmer, yeah.
So you chose, as I said before, some of the bands that you like, not only the ones that influenced you and the underground youth, but just some bands you dig at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The next song, I think, is the one that I just picked, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. A Fat White Family.
Yeah, like one of my favorite new bands in England.
Also my own. I just love the band. They're from Liverpool, I think.
No.
No?
No, they're from London.
London.
From London?
Yeah.
Oh, from South London, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll listen to now from Champagne Holocaust, Is It Raining In Your Mouth, Fat White Family.
Tell me.
a fat white family. Is it raining in your mouth? אז אנחנו פה עם underground youth כאמור, ומה שהלהקה הזאת עושה הרבה פעמים נחשב למין שילוב של מוזיקה פסיכדלית ושוגייז ופוסט פאנק, ואולי להוציא את הפסיכדלית, הז'אנרים האלה לא תמיד היו מזוהים בהשפעות שלהם עם איזה בחורצ'יק בשם בוב דילן. I've just said, Craig, that post-punk and shoegaze are... They never were those genres that are, you know, that Bob Dylan is one of their big influences. They're not the ones, how would I say it? He's not the artist who usually get name-dropped with dark shoegaze and post-punk bands that say it like that.
Probably not.
So... What is his most influential album or songs on the underground youth? Because I bet it's mostly his ballads, from what I hear.
Essentially it was hearing Dylan for the first time was the reason I sort of picked up a guitar.
Like, yeah.
With no training on how to play guitar, didn't have lessons or anything. Just realized that you could learn a few chords and easily create a song that way. In the same way Dylan did. So it was essentially just getting me into music and the sort of poetry aspect to it as well. And that was the biggest influence on me. I couldn't really name, like, there's not like an album. I just love all his material and the writing style and the simplicity of it.
Not all of it is very simple. Some of it is fucked up.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, there's bits here and there, but I think he's created enough music to warrant getting out of that. But.
So you might not hear it in most of your songs, but in the next one I think it's pretty I don't know if obvious, but it's more there than in others.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Dystopia. Okay. Again from Delirium from 2011. Mm. And then we'll move on listen to some newer stuff.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, it's
the fresh hellfire of passion burns inside of you. A backwards nod to Casanova's God of what love can drive you to. When life's relief from fake belief begins to drive you sane. This exotic magic that you've been told always to believe just dampens the flames of what you, my friend, could one day hope to achieve. Given a chance to stand up high and let yourself be heard, you have no chance. They silence you and kill your every word.
שמענו את דיסטופיה ואנחנו ממשיכים לטוקיו בלו. מתוך The Perfect Enemy for God. This is a Tokyo Blue. Have ever one of you been to Tokyo?
No.
You've never been to Tokyo?
To go. We're trying to arrange to go out there to tour. Not yet.
So what made you write the song Tokyo Blue? I bet it's from watching some Japanese movie or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I love the place, like the idea of it, and I really want to visit, but as of yet, I'm not.
So this is basically a song about imagining yourself stranded in Tokyo.
I don't really know what it's about, to be honest.
And what can you tell us about the name of the album, The Perfect Enemy for God?
I don't know. It's really difficult to think about these things so long after you wrote them. It was just a line from one of the songs on the album, the song Veil. It's a line. It's just about. It's really difficult to explain.
It's kind of the same story about the name, the Underground Youth, isn't it?
Yeah, but once I wrote something and then leave it in the past and sort of forget or like lose attachment of what it actually meant to me when I wrote it,
which is something you just cannot do with the name The Underground Youth.
Yeah, well, It's a tough one.
We're talking about, I'll just tell the audience, we're talking about the name of the band. That is a line from one of Craig's first song. First songs. And as you can't see, and we can, you're not so much in your youth anymore. Sorry, guys. not very far.
Don't be shy.
Someone give the guy a beer. Okay, so let's leave it behind before I get before I get beat in the
not
studio.
Young, but
I think if you change it to the underground, not so youth anymore. It's just a bit more of a mouthful, isn't it?
The underground elders.
I'm not sure about
that. I took it to the extreme. Okay, yeah. I better put on some music before I just dig my own hole. Yeah,
we go for it.
You chose for us Wisdom by the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs.
So let's hear it. They actually were here twice and it was brilliant.
Yeah, good.
And I think Newcomb, what's his name?
Anton. Anton Newcomb.
Anton, yeah. Anton Newcomb. He moved to Berlin
he
too.
He does live in Berlin, yes. Yeah.
So it's such a, you're not neighbors or something.
No, we're not neighbors, no.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's listen to the song. Wisdom by the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
I thought I knew the reason
טוב, בהחלט אפשר לשמוע למה Underground Youth מתחברים לבריאן ג'ונסטאון מסאקר. ברמה מסוימת קיים דמיון, אבל דמיון תמיד אפשר למצוא להרבה דברים. אז זה Wisdom מתוך אלבום הבכורה שלהם, Methadrone. ומיד נמשיך לקטע נוסף של Underground Youth ששמו מדמואזל. אנחנו שומעים את מדמואזל. זה יצא ב-2010. זה זה בעצם שיר הנושא של אלבום שנושא את אותו שם. And Craig from the Underground Youth, which sits right in front of me now with the whole band here, he said that there's no gig that they miss playing this song. They played every gig, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely play this tour.
No, no, I'm joking, but you said this is one of the songs you don't play anymore.
Yeah, no, unfortunately. I know people want to hear it, but it's just really difficult for me to sing it. My voice has changed so much over the years. So.
As we said before, we're playing some stuff that influenced you guys, and one of them is Roland S. Howard, which is also Yael's request. And so we all synchronized here, it's cool. And he also wouldn't never play this song live again for some reason.
Which song?
It doesn't matter, he's dead.
Oh, well, unfortunately not, no. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
אז זה Shut Me Down של רולנד אס האוורד לשעבר מה-Birthday Party.
Also baby, I've had enough, I can't ignore it, I miss you so much, I miss you so much, I miss you so much. I'm standing in a suit as ragged as my nerves, and I agree what I've become. It's surely worth the hatred that you spat on me. The sky above me, the night so deep that I could trip and drown. And so I see that you would dearly love to shut me down. So long, soldier, you're too much, I just can't stand it, I miss you so much, I miss you so much, I miss you so much. As ragged as my nerves, and I agree what I've become. It's surely worth the hatred that you spat on me. This night above me, the night so deep that I could trip and drown. And still I see that you would dearly love to shut me down.
הרג אותי הקול שלו, רולנד אס האוורד, Shut Me Down. אז אנחנו פה עם האנדרגאונד יוט, שאני מזכיר לכם, מחר באוזן בר, בהופעה שלי ההכרזה עליה הייתה מאוד מאוד מפתיעה ומשמחת, וחממו אותה מדיה מלו, ומומלץ, מומלץ מאוד להגיע אליה. Underground Youth גם מאוד מושפעת מקולנוע, מפילם נואר, מקולנוע הצרפתי, ואפילו הוציאו בשנה שעברה איפי שדי מסגיר את ההשפעה הסינמטית עליהם, השם שלו אפילו A Lo-Fi Cinematic Landscape EP. אז Craig, what kind of cinema or specific movies influenced you and your music?
That's a lot of them. I studied film for a couple of years, and I was particularly like the French New Wave,
yeah,
all cinema from that period, South American cinema, American independent cinema, New German, you know, like there's, it's a wide range of influence across the board, really.
I wonder if that's mostly the visuals of these music, of these movies, or
the soundtracks, yeah, like narratives, like storytelling, characters, mm-hmm, things like that. Yeah, it all kind of influenced me in the making of music. It's still does, yeah.
All right, so let's listen to Scarlet Room. And this is off your, this is the latest EP.
Yeah, it was just like a small project that we did, just mostly instrumental. This is the only song that's not an instrumental on it. Yeah.
So this is off a lo-fi cinematic landscape, yeah, that came out in 2015, last year.
Yeah.
Scarlet Room. The Underground Youth exists before it was a band, but it exists since 2008, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy that you already have 6 albums out and a couple of more EPs. Do you sleep? Do you do other stuff sometimes? Like,
just
washing
this.
The dishes?
No, all you do is that.
Well, this is the time. This is your chance to take the microphone and beat his ass.
She knows that's true, so.
So this is Scarlet Room. And let's listen to another one from your latest album, from Haunted.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how do you see, because your album's like, you can definitely listen to different albums of the Underground Youth and tell that they're yours, but the sound evolves. And I wonder how you see this change over the years. Because there's like songs that you would say they are more your sounds now than other songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's a constant progression for me, and I don't want to sit and write something like I wrote a year ago, or certainly not like 6 years ago. So it's constantly moving and changing, and different influence comes into my life.
So what kind of influences came into your life that weren't existing, you know, in the earlier stages of the underground youth?
I don't know, just like how you know, like new films, new books you read, new stories you hear, people you meet. Like naturally your life changes throughout the years. It'd be strange if you just sat making the same music for year after year.
So Collapsing Into Night, this opens your latest album, right?
Yes, it does.
From Haunted. Okay, that's playing. לא היינו בטוחים שזה ינגן, כי זה לא עבד בטרקטור, זה עבד לא, זה תוכנה אחרת. בעיקר שאנחנו שומעים את זה עכשיו. שתף אתכם ברחשי ליבי. בשיר הזה, שהוא ממש טוב לטעמי, ומסכים עם יעל שהוא קצת מזכיר את מינימל קומפקט. קרייג מזכיר את Only Lovers Left Alive. זה שער שאלתי כשהמיקרופון היה סגור, מה, הסרט של ג'ים ג'רמוש על הערפדים וזה, שיצא לפני זה שנתיים? אז לא בדיוק, אבל למקס הפטרונים, מקס, what is it that you mentioning in this song, Only Lovers Left Alive?
Yeah, the title, I believe, Craig took not from the film, but from a book by a guy called Dave Wallace. It was written in the 60s, kind of set in London, about like a teenage bike gang, you know, boredom, leather jackets, that kind of thing, and the end of the world. And the film was, it was going to be made into a film in the 60s. The Rolling Stones bought the rights to make the film, and they were going to appear in it after they did that documentary, Charlie Is My Favourite, which is good, which is just like a documentary of them playing around Ireland. But like, it would have been a mental budget, and they just didn't want to do it. And it's probably for the best, you know, if you've seen Mick Jagger act in pretty much anything he's ever done. But yeah, that is that story.
All right. Sadly, we don't have a lot more time before we finish the show, but still,
two minutes.
Yeah, no, I've got a bit more than minutes. Okay. We can, you know,
stretch it.
Yeah. But another one of Delirium, which I really like.
Okay.
This is Silhouette. Underground Youth, מחר, באוזן ואר. תקשיבו איזה להקה מעולה. והם חמודים נורא גם, מסתבר. זה כאילו, תהיו גם אתם חמודים ותעשו לעצמכם טוב ותבואו להופעה. Underground Youth, Craig, Olya, Mark and Max, say thank you so much. Yeah, Olya just got out for some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, she's gone. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming here to the studio.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Thank you. See you soon.
And again, you're going to play for the first time in Israel, in Tel Aviv, Ozenbar, tomorrow night.
Yeah, see you there.
Yeah. תודה לכל המאזינים. אני אורי זר אביב. תודה גם תומר אנונילס, אוריק אדישי, עומר סנש, ליה שפיגל, בר זוודה, נעמי אל פלג, חורכה כהן, מכללת BPM, וכמובן, מאיה אל קולומברה שפה איתי באולפן, וגם לקואמי, שאף פעם לא כותב את השם שלו בקרדיטים שאמורים להקריא, כי פשוט צנוע מדי, הבאסטרד הזה. אנחנו נגיד שלום לאנדרגראונד יוט, ולכם, וניפרד עם שיר אדיר שקוראים לו Art House Revisited. בואו להופעה מחר. סלמת. אוקיי, אוליה חזרה, היא רוצה להגיד שלום.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, אוליה.